This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly, failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-thirds majority of 326 out of the total 489 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour and 230 against it. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the other two bills, including the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, are interlinked with the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, and hence these two bills will not be moved for passage. He accused the opposition of losing the opportunity to provide reservations to the women.
The result that has come on this historic and important bill, which is meant to give honor and rights to the women of the country, is that the opposition did not support it. It is very unfortunate, and the opportunity that existed at this historic moment has been lost. Under the leadership of Narendra Modi, our campaign to ensure honor and rights for women will continue.
Earlier, replying to the discussion on three bills, Union Home Minister Amit Shah dismissed opposition's apprehensions on the delimitation exercise. The minister said provisions have been made in the constitution for the delimitation, and this will lead to rationalization of voters in every constituency. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said that Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis criticized the opposition's stand on the Nari Shakti Vandan Act, stating that women's empowerment for them exists only in speeches and slogans. He said the opposition chose politics over progress and that their resistance to the bill has exposed their true priorities. Campaigning is in full swing, with the political parties intensifying their outreach ahead of the assembly election in Tamil Nadu. BJP leader K. Annamalai and MLA Vanathi Srinivasan released a report on a model of constituency governance for Coimbatore South. Meanwhile, AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, campaigning in Salem, accused the DMK government of spreading false information on delimitation. DMK leader and Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held public meeting in Coimbatore, highlighting the party's manifesto assurances. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will travel to Sri Lanka for a two-day visit beginning tomorrow, during which he will hold talks with Sri Lankan President Anurag Kumaradesanayake and Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, this will be the first bilateral visit by the Vice President of India to Sri Lanka. During his visit, he will also meet other dignitaries and Indian diaspora leaders in Sri Lanka. The first phase of the Naval Commanders Conference 2026 concluded in New Delhi. Defence Ministry said that the four-day conference served as a key platform for a comprehensive review of the Indian Navy's operational and material preparedness, infrastructure, logistics and human resource initiatives. It also assessed the prevailing operational environment and the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in West Asia. The Hajj pilgrimage from India for the year 2026 is set to commence today, with the first batch of pilgrims scheduled to depart for Saudi Arabia from various embarkation points across the country. The Ministry of Minority Affairs said that over 1,75,000 pilgrims are expected to undertake the sacred pilgrimage of Hajj. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 5 wickets in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a target of 181 runs, Gujarat Titans achieved a target in 19.4 overs. They made 181 for the loss of 5 wickets. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders won the toss and opted to bat. Batting first, Kolkata Knight Riders made 180 runs in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.